Miami Republican Representative Jeanette Nunez also sits on the statewide council for human trafficking led by Attorney General Pam Bondi. And this year, Nunez is sponsoring a bill meant to help young trafficking victims.
This bill arose in response to a recent OPAGA report recommending several changes to the way the state tracks the well-being of human trafficking victims who are legal residents here in the state of Florida. The bill revises and makes certain changes to definitions. For instance, the bill now references the term commercial sexual exploitation to mean the use of any person under 18 for sexual purposes in exchange or promise of money, goods, or services. This definition replaces the term sexually exploited child, which was not capturing the nature of commercial exploitation.
Nunez says the bill also changes the role of the Florida Department of Children and Families in dealing with these victims.
First, the department must submit to the legislature a report using information from the CBC lead agencies, noting the prevalence of commercial sexual exploitation, specialized services provided to treat the children, and local service capacity. Secondly, the bill also requires the department to maintain data on children who are verified victims of commercial sexual exploitation referred to non-safe house services in the community. Current law only requires them to maintain data on children referred to safe houses.
Stewart Republican Representative Gail Harrell, one of the bill's sponsors, says this helps build on past legislative efforts.
This legislature has been committed for many years to stopping this most heinous of crimes. And we started it back in 2012, made some major changes in statute then, and have moved forward since. This is modern-day slavery, and we have to make sure that especially our children are protected.
And Beverly Hills Republican Representative Ralph Masullo agrees.
We have a lot of heinous crimes in our society. This one, I believe, is one of the most egregious because it not only murders someone mentally, but it tortures them. And I think it's very important that we need to bring it more to light, and I believe this bill does that. And I'd like to think that hopefully this is something that we could actually cure in our society.
Both the House and Senate versions also went through a recent change. Clearwater Republican Senator Jack Latvella says it requires nurses take a 2-hour human trafficking course in order to maintain their license.
It does not add more hours. It just adds a section within the existing hours. And we're finding that training health professionals is a great way to identify people that are being trafficked. And so this would just add to the core of people looking for those kind of problems.
And Hialeah Republican Rene Garcia, the bill's Senate sponsor, says he likes that change to the bill.
This goes a long way to make sure, because that's the biggest problem that we have, is making sure that we have our healthcare professionals to identify individuals that have been human trafficked, and this will go a long way to start helping that problem.
After passing their final committees last week, both the House and Senate bills will now be considered by their respective chambers. The House version is scheduled to be taken up Thursday. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.